Turning to sports now on KNKX. Despite losing a wild card playoff game that many thought they could have won, there is still a lot of optimism for the Seahawks to come back strong next season. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal breaks down what happened and what's next. Art, we can't talk about the Seahawks' future without addressing what happened in Dallas last weekend and their loss to the Cowboys. There's a controversy about the play calling.
Yeah, a lot of people were very upset with the Seahawks' play calling because they continued to run the ball against the Dallas Cowboys when it was clear the Cowboys had them nailed. And there's a lot of subtlety about how the offense was executed. But I think the important point was that the Seahawks coaches did admit they probably should have thrown a little bit more earlier. But there's another important point for people to consider, and that is the injuries to the two offensive linemen, DJ Fluker, the right guard, and J.R. Sweezy to the left guard. These guys hadn't played together since December 2nd. They both had injuries that kept them out for a month, and they both begged Pete Carroll to put them back into the lineup. And they were desperate to play in the playoff game. And I think sentiment may have overruled Carroll's judgment on this because they were clearly less effective run blocking than they had been throughout the course of the season. And had Carroll made a personnel change or had Carroll come off of the run first philosophy earlier, they might have had a chance. So there were injury issues that compromised the Seahawks in that game that I think a lot of fans failed to appreciate.
I think the Monday morning quarterbacking will continue on that issue. And just speaking of the season in general, this was supposed to be a rebuilding year for the Seahawks after the departure of so many star players, yet they made the playoffs. How would you term 2018 for them?
I think it was a huge success for the Seahawks. I think a 10-6 record, given the voids that were on the defense, is a remarkable feat. This is, I think, Pete Carroll's best coaching job, despite what happened Saturday in Dallas. I think there was a tremendous uptick on the offense, and then I think the defense was about an NFL average, which I didn't expect at all. I didn't think that they were going to be able to compensate for the absences of Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill. These guys were really vital parts of the team, and then they lost Earl Thomas 4 games into the season with a leg injury. So this was a tremendous effort on the Seahawks players' part, and I think adding new assistant coaches was a difference maker because they got a lot more production, and in the second half of the season, they scored more points than any team in the NFL, and the defense was respectable. So yeah, big props to all involved.
What can we expect next season, particularly with key players coming back?
Well, as with every NFL team in the offseason, lots of big decisions need to be made, and most of them revolve around money. The biggest issue on the Seahawks offseason is the re-signing of defensive end Frank Clark. He was a star player this year, 13 sacks. They want him back, and I think they'll get him back. He's going to be making a lot of money. Another defensive player they have to make a tough decision on is linebacker K.J. Wright, who will be in his age 30 year next year, coming off of injuries that only allowed him to play 6 games. I think they're going to have to say goodbye to K.J., which would be a shame, but it is a ruthless business. And speaking of which, Earl Thomas, I know that he's been a fan favorite for many years, but he's not in the Seahawks personnel picture at all now, so they're going to have to go into the April draft with a lot of needs to be met in order to maintain the success they've had this year.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.